Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are on podcast 12 of season 2. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are going to get right into it. Today's challenge is all about reading and pushing your mental so that you can get more intellect in, change your own brain chemistry, and then get way better, more output per day. So one of the first things that I would suggest is getting something to kick off your day. So first thing, getting some reading in, whatever you believe in, start with that, kick that off, have a challenge where you have some summaries, breaking it down so you understand, breaking down concepts rather than just putting things in, having books of different, so intellectual ones, ones for stories, things like that, so that you have many different avenues of things going in, so that we're not just focused in one area. If you do that, you will get the most output out of your day. One of the biggest things that I have seen in my past in reading is some things hit, some things don't. So don't be so shocked if you go into a little area where things aren't clicking, things aren't connecting as well. Make sure that you take time, sit down, break it down so that things can sit and break in. But also, if things don't completely click, that is okay. Writing things down, breaking them down, having goals each week for your intellect as well is huge, as well as making the most out of it. So one of the things that most people, when they're reading, is they read, they move, it's how quick they can get through things. Make sure that, yes, how quick we can get through things, but how many things stick. So I like always making notes, thinking about what I'm getting. Also, when you first start off a new trend, or if reading's newer to you, don't think that first off it's going to just come out of nowhere and connect. It's going to take a while for you to get into that realm. You're also going to go through, if you're super tired, things not clicking, or maybe some books just aren't in that realm or of your interest. So for myself, I love reading sports stuff. I love reading religion things. I love reading books about pushing your envelope mentally, getting the most out of your day. And then I also like just some story ones. So went to Chicago. One of the books that I'm currently reading is The Devil in the White City. It is not so much a positive book, but a more of a storybook of things of the past. I also paired that, before that was Aaron Rodgers' book, reading his. Have the Bible on the go. I've read the Quran. Tim Tebow's, as I've touched on many times, I've read those, reread them, going through, having books that really help overall your entire life. So some of those people, when they go into reading and the intellectual side of things rather than watching TV, I've found my own brain stimulated way more from reading, not just listening to audiobooks. So both, I like reading and audiobooks, but for some of books you will understand and realize that you need to actually physically read it. Audiobooks don't click as well, where other ones, if it's a storybook for instance, audiobook works just fine. But some of the more bigger intellectual ones, like you need a hard copy for. One of the ones coming up for myself that I have on my list is Nick Saban's. I got it for Christmas. I will be reading that. I will be able to share some ideas once I've read that one. But it's one of those books that I wanted forever so that I can reconnect, go back through, read things, read areas of it, and understand how coaching, one of the best coaches of all time, if you're not familiar with, use concepts and how you can push your own life envelope and take things from some of people that have gone through things and learned life lessons. So that's some of the backing to books that I have read. Some of the other things about reading is which time of day you do it. So a lot of people just think, oh, read whenever. Reading, I like kicking off my day, ending my day with it, and then driving with it, rather than just listening to music. I listen to music so much in a day that I like to listen to books morning and night and kick off my day and end my day with it. Getting some concepts in, breaking it down, understanding it. Listening to music happens throughout the day for me, so it's one of those things that I really find connective and making me listen and understand and taking something, especially before bed. Dream about it, morning, kick it off, set your goals up for the day. It's one of the biggest things that I've noticed in my own successful and unsuccessful times in my life is when I'm doing that, it brings the most out when I'm in that. When I'm falling out of it and I'm too busy for things, I've noticed my own productivity goes down. I've also noticed while I'm doing work, sometimes reading is, depends on the type of book, but if it's a more storybook, can't break it down, or ideas while I'm doing work, I need myself to listen to more music and do that type of thing while I'm working, where I kind of need an open mind and not have double thinking concepts or such while I'm reading. Meaning that by double concept, I mean like doing work stuff and it, I just don't find the retention. So saying you're doing reading is one of the things that I've realized, or actually comprehending and breaking it down. So making sure you're not just rushing through things. So as always, setting up some goals for you. Break down some of the books that you want to read. Think of the ideas. So I would like for every person who's listening to think of a book you want to read, set it up, how you're going to do it, how long you want to get it done in, and then some of the lessons and how you're going to break it down after each chapter, or how often you're going to read it. Don't read one chapter and let a week go by. Try to, okay, 3 days a week I'm going to, and then write a little bit. Learn from each lesson, apply it. Some books really break it down nicely for you. Some you have to kind of do that on your own. So thinking of that moving forward, think of which book you want to read and how often can you commit to. I would suggest at least 2 to 3 times a week, 3 being more. If you can do it every day, that's awesome, but 3 to start. And then think of why you chose this book and what you want to learn from it. Read the back of it. Have 3 goals, whether that be further your mental impact on other people, for one, that would be one, helping other people achieve their goals, and then realizing your full potential. Those are 3 right there. But you sit down, think about it, why you would pick a book, and then have those 3 down and what you want to learn personally from it. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.